Martins Blind Facts. Fakten und Geschichten aus der Blindenwelt.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe von Artins Blind Facts. Heute habe ich Besuch von einer blinden DJ aus Indonesien. Sie ist mittlerweile 31 Jahre alt und lebt in Europa, in genauer zu sein in Österreich. Sie ist jetzt bei mir hier im Studio. Carolina, nice to meet you. I will talk in English to you because your German is not so good yet, but yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm really awesome. Good. And now we have a Christmas time and it's really nice.
Yes, even in the pandemic situation.
Even in the pandemic situation, exactly. I told to the people right now, you are blind. Are you blind since you were born or?
No, sorry. I'm blind since I'm 3 years old because retinoblastoma is a kind of tumor in the eyes.
Like me, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's the same, yeah. Former, you were working as a DJ in your country. How did it start in Indonesia?
I was in the DJ school. Somebody, the owner of the DJ school, she is interested to give us the chance for blind people, I mean, to learn as DJ and entertain the people.
And how did it work? I mean, you were in a DJ school in Indonesia. How did you follow the lessons?
Actually, this school, not for blind, not special for blind, I mean, but yeah, they have a special attention for me. Even they never teach the blind people before, but my instructor were very kind to me and very patient. And also I have to explore by myself. For example, I was learning with turntable. So for the CD, I just put a sticker or braille so I know which CD or for the instrument too, I put sticker or a braille sticker.
Ah, okay, interesting. So you always worked with something braille. Yeah, it's really interesting for me too. We have both the same interests.
Yeah.
We are both DJs, blind, and have the same sickness like retinoblastoma.
Yeah,
and
we have many in common.
Yeah, exactly. So you have worked in clubs also.
Yeah, I work in the club.
How did it work?
So I have to use the club who invited me, the turntable. I need time to orientation before I perform.
Great. What kind of message do you have for the people who have a disability, like visually impaired or have a different disability and want to become a DJ?
For people with a disability, especially blind, you have to trust yourself, you can do, and you have to try something new, for example DJ, and it's possible if you really want, you can do. Just you have to learn and trust yourself.
Exactly, because that's what actually you can do. Because it's the best thing, actually.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, and what message do you have for the non-disability people?
Yeah.
Or non-disabled people?
Especially for the people, for non-disability, please give us the chance to improve ourselves. I mean, the disability, people with disability, we can entertain you, we can prove. Just give us the chance, just give us the opportunity.
So what kind of genre did you play in the club?
The kind of music. Yeah. I was playing electro, progress, and sometime house music.
Nice, really nice. So actually, almost the same what I play.
Yeah.
When I have my radio show.
One more in common.
Yeah. And now you're learning with me how to use the software, Samplitude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because
and how you can
before,
produce your music, yeah. Because before you, yeah?
Because before I used Turntable, turntable, and now I learn from you how to use the software, the computer, from computer. I think it's a good for the blind because it's accessible, and you can do like produce music and mixing. And what the people can...
And editing, audio editing.
Yeah, what the people general can do, I think you have possibility to do that with this
exactly. Yeah, and I'm really happy to have you here. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much too for a nice interview.
And now ich werde es nochmal kurz auf Deutsch zusammenfassen für alle, die den letzten Minuten nicht so gut gefolgt sind. Also Carolina ist blind, seitdem sie 3 Jahre alt ist. Sie hatte Retinoblastom, so wie ich auch, in den Augen, eine Tumorerkrankung, und hat in Clubs in Indonesien aufgelegt, hat dort eine DJ-Schule besucht, wurde dort sehr gut integriert und hat auch die Message an alle, die eben eine Behinderung haben, am Ball zu bleiben und den Traum niemals aufzugeben. Sowie die Message an alle, die keine Behinderung haben, auch mal denjenigen, die eine Behinderung haben, eine Chance zu geben und diese eben ja auch mal ranzulassen. Was natürlich auch noch zu erwähnen ist, aktuell lernt sie mit mir hier an der Software Samplitude, wie sie die bedienen kann und wie sie damit arbeitet. Denn sie hat ursprünglich nur mit Hardware, also mit Turntables, gearbeitet. Ja, so Carolina, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much.
Wir hören uns nächste Woche wieder zu einer neuen Ausgabe von Artins Blind Facts. Bye bye.